Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, When Crumbs Are Enough.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet, he could not keep his presence a secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Lord, she replied, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. By the time we reach today's passage in Mark, it makes sense that Jesus is tired, that he wants to leave the constancy of persons needing something from him. As he is traveling and proclaiming the good news, Mark makes clear there are crowds, hordes of people scurrying to be near him, to be healed, to have demons taken away. And Jesus responds. He responds each time. I wonder, was it sometimes too much? There was no way he could heal everyone who was ill, possessed, or in need in any way, in every crowd and in every town. Perhaps you know this in your own life, how the needs seem to be overabundant, too much, even overwhelming any possibility of a solution. As though that is not enough to see so much needing healing and intervention for good, simultaneously all of his behavior, his words and actions are being scrutinized. Scrutinized by the elders, the Pharisees, the priests, the scribes, thinking themselves as administrators of the litmus test for what is of God, what is orthodox and true. True confessions. I know, I prefer being the one administering the litmus test than the one receiving it. So yes. Jesus leaves that place. Strangely, though, he does not go home. He does not go to the familiar and comfortable. Perhaps it is making him too human to say Jesus just wants to disappear for a while, to get lost. Sound familiar? Then, Mark reminds us of the good news truth. Yet, he could not keep his presence a secret. Good news cannot hide. It is light It is the refulgence of God's glory. No matter the culture, the faith tradition, the economic circumstances, the politics, when light appears, when the dawn rises, there is clarity of purpose. There is the probability of life. This good news allures our desperate mother in today's passage, a mother who, like his own mother in Mark 15, places herself at his feet. Mary, at the foot of the cross of her son, this unnamed mother, Syrophoenician or not, recognizes light and life when she sees it, and so she falls at his feet for her daughter to be held in the rays of light and life, even if she must be in the dust. Mothers will do such as this. She doesn't need much. Crumbs will do. She knows, as does our Catherine of Siena, that grace is grace is grace, that God never gives us a bit of grace. Rather, every bit of grace is all of it. Crumbs will do. With a daughter, a child, a world in need of light and life, even the smallest particle will be enough. Perhaps what Jesus experiences in this lightning moment with this woman is a realization that his one life and making a difference in one life, that is enough. Scrutinized, both may seem only a crumb, his life, this woman's, her daughter's, yet it is enough. In fact, each one will make all the difference in the world. Such faith indeed. Go. Your daughter is cured. I am renewed. Such faith indeed. Now, Jesus will leave Tyre and head further into the unfamiliar, into the Decapolis. No longer only the familiar villages of the children of Israel. Renewed, Jesus knows it is for this purpose he has come, that I may preach there also, if only to offer light and life to one at a time, for each one is worthy of my all. Crumbs are enough.